It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone from Moab, I have Aaron Bott with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk about what he's doing in Moab because it sounds pretty fascinating. And then we're going to talk more on shed hunting and ice fishing. It's got to be getting close to the end of ice fishing season, but you never know. Just go up higher, I guess, is the right answer. Right, Aaron?
That's correct.
All right, Aaron, how are we today?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much, Dave.
All right, let's talk about what are you doing in Moab, sir?
Well, I've been down in Moab with some of our biologists. We're bear denning, which means we've got some GPS collars on some of our sow black bears up in the mountains. They're still sleeping, and we're trying to get an estimate of the population's reproduction this season. So we go out and climb into some bear dens and see how many of the bears have had cubs this winter.
Not for the faint of heart, it sounds like.
It's pretty wild, and like you said, I am in Moab. We've been up in the La Salle, but we do this all over the state, or at least all over our region. So we go up all on the Manti as well as the Book Cliff.
All right, and how are things looking down in that area then for offspring?
Well, yesterday we climbed into a den and had a healthy sow with two brand-new baby cubs. They were pretty cute. They're about 1 pound, and they're typically born without any hair, but they're still cute and cuddly.
Well, and that's about the only time they're cute and cuddly, right? Isn't that about right now?
It's all up to personal opinion. I like bears when they're big, too.
All right, so you've got that going on right now. Let's talk about shed hunting. Now, we've talked about this before. Shed hunting season is in full swing, and you have to have that permitting class. Are you guys still offering the permitting class? It's all online, right?
Yes, it's online, it's free, and we're still offering it. Until the middle of April, anyone who is shed hunting will need to take this really quick, really easy shed hunting certification course, and then you have to print off the certificate and have it on you.
And really, for the people that are curious, what is the certification class all about? It's not really about, you know, because it's a free class, so it's not about getting the fees or anything like that. What does it really teach people that take the class?
We just want people to understand that it's important to respect private property. You should not be trespassing. We also really want people to understand how important it is to respect wildlife. At this time of year especially, at the end of winter, some of these deer and the elk, they've had a long, hard winter, and it's not good to go chasing after them. So please be respectful of the wildlife and respectful of your neighbors and their private property.
And once again, shed hunting is a great family activity. There are a lot of people that go out and do it. Have you ever done it, or do you know anybody that does it, and what kind of they get out of it?
I do it myself, and it's like going after white gold up in the mountains. It's pretty incredible that these animals grow these antlers every year and shed them every year. So it's a big scavenger hunt to get out there, get some exercise, get in the sun, and see if you can find some antlers.
All right, so you can get out there and do that now. And then let's wrap up talking about ice fishing. Now, for the lower lakes, we've got to be getting close to the end of season, or how long does the season usually extend?
Well, it depends on the year, but you're right. This year, we've had a pretty mild winter, and some of those lower lakes or reservoirs, be careful out there on the ice. If the temperatures drop back and we get a cold snap, we might be okay. But if they keep getting warmer, then just be cautious. Up high, especially Schofield and the energy loop, electric, etc. The water's still looking really good and frozen up there, and we're getting a lot of good fishing reports.
I was going to say, are there any, you know, what's probably the one hot spot right now, if you had to pick one, that people are telling you about?
Personally, I'm interested in getting up on electric. I've been getting some good reports on electric reservoir up there on the energy loop, And it's a place that I haven't ice fished this winter. I have been out a couple other places. I'd like to get up to Electric.
All right. So be looking for that. And, yeah, it's getting to be that time of year. It's time to be a little leery of the ice and make sure you're going and doing the right things. So is there anything that people can look out for as far as heading out on the ice, or is the best places to go, like resources on your guys' webpage, places like that?
Yep. Check out resources like the Division of Wildlife website, wildlife.utah.gov. You can get reports of the water conditions in most areas. Also, again, just be safe. Look and see where other people have been ice fishing or are ice fishing, and maybe stay closer to the shallow end, just in case.
All right. Aaron Bott with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, thanks so much for taking out the time to talk to us. We're going to let you get back to counting bears, okay?
Hey, thank you very much.
All right. You take care. We'll talk again soon. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.